Blog Talk Radio.
Brown with the Pastors for Punch TV Studio. Thank you for joining us again, October the 5th, one day after the IPO has closed. I hope you had an opportunity to invest in Punch TV Studio. But today we have a very special guest with us today, and that's guest pastors Stephen W. Dyson, Sr. of Maranatha Church. I'm quite sure you probably heard of this man of God. So what I'm going to do is read Pastor Steve's bio, and then we're going to bring him on. But if you have been following our show for the last 2 months, it's been leading up to this day that we're talking about legacy. And I did post on my Facebook, which is Joy Brown, about legacy, and I think there's no other pastor that I would have rather brought on the show today after the IPO to talk about what a legacy is. And I looked it up. It says anything handed down from the past as from an ancestor or predecessor. Then it says a gift or property, especially personal property, as money by will. Then it says a bequest, which is B-E-Q-U-E-S-T, a disposition in a will. A legacy is a small bequest, meaning allowed to someone to live independently. It's an estate, a heresy, or inherit settlement, trust, or gift. And I thought about Pastor Dyson, and he's better known to his members as Pastor Steve, because he has a story about what it means to leave a legacy, and then he has a story about where he is and how he became the pastor of this church, Maranatha Community Church. But it says Pastor Steve loves God, first of all, and he loves God's people. He has been a member of Maranatha since its inception in 1980. That's at a birth. He served by the side of his founder, Dr. Billy Ingram, as praise and worship leader and executive pastor for 13 years. Soon after our pastor, which was Pastor Billy Ingram, was promoted to glory on March 8, 2011, Pastor Steve humbly accepted the charge as senior pastor. Pastor Steve has dedicated his life to leading, guiding, and caring for the flock. He works diligently at teaching scriptures, equipping believers, reaching the lost, and continuing Maranatha's legacy of steadfastness and excellence, all for the glory of God. Pastor Steve has been married to his college sweetheart, is that Risa?
Yes.
For 43 years, and they have 2 children and 2 grandsons. Then I did my own little study. He went to, is that Colorado University?
University of Colorado, yes.
Uh-huh. And I know one great thing about Mr. Dr. I'm going to call you Dr. Dyson. I call him Pastor Dyson when I see him. But I understand that you are a Chicago fan. Extremist.
Chicago?
Yeah.
That's wrong.
That's wrong. Okay. What is it, Denver Broncos?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he's a Denver Bronco fanatic. And I know he bowls. And one thing we did talk about, because Pastor Steve did say he was a praise and worship leader at the time when Dr. Billy Ingram was pastoring. But I heard something this morning from one of the members there, and I'm gonna just open it up to you, because the people need to know about legacy. I heard that when you first came to hear Dr. Billy Ingram, that the Lord spoke to you and said that's where you needed to be. Is that true?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely correct.
Well, I just know, I know a few things that I know about him. I heard another thing that you do you have a couple of friends that you meet with every Saturday. And I'm not going to call their names, but these are certain things that you have kept down through the years. And I'm just trying to lay a foundation for people to know who you are. I heard that you were extremely a humble man. I do know that to be of my own experience. I know that you're soft-spoken. So I've talked to people about you, but most of all, when it comes out of your mouth, because I think a lot when I come in, I've never heard Pastor Billy Ingram speak. And I lived in L.A. just practically all my life until I went to Dallas, but I've heard a whole lot about him. But the first time that I was able that I made my point to visit Maranatha for a surrounding to celebrate him was the day you guys had his home going. And the reason why I went, I had just came in to L.A. to live again. I lost my mom, and I was there when it happened. And I said to myself, wow, I want to go to his homecoming because I want to see what type of people that he touched. And I know the place that you guys had planned to have it was at Maranatha, but it was just too big, the following he had. So it was held at the Cathedral of West Angeles. But I understand the thought of legacy when I walk into Maranatha, because I see different things that you guys have at this church. So, ladies and gentlemen, just so you know who I'm talking about now, we're talking about Pastor Steve. That's what his parishioners call him. I know him as Pastor Dyson, and he's our special guest today, and I would like to welcome him on the Pastors for Punch TV studio. Welcome, Pastor Dyson. How are you today?
Well, Joy, I'm doing very, very well. Let me first of all, just give honor to God for all that he has done in my life and where he has brought me from and where he's brought me to and where he's going to take me in the future.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
You're quite welcome. I had been thinking about, man, how am I going to get Pastor Dyson on my show? Because I know you're busy and doing the things of God, and I know you have fun with your life, but it's always seemed like a set time when God has something. And this time, I felt in my spirit when I asked you to come on, most pastors do like to have a whole lot of time to prepare themselves, but in my preparation to come to you, I had already just talked to the Lord about it. I said, you know, how can I just go ask Pastor Dyson, you know, to come on the show? But it just worked out just perfect because it was the end of the IPO with Punch TV Studio. And I know the main reason for Punch TV Studio offering the shares to the public is to establish a legacy. So what I want you to do, just kind of lay the foundation for our audience in a little bit on where you started and how did you become the pastor of Maranatha?
Well, Joy, this story began back in 1978 when I moved from Denver to California, the Los Angeles area. And for a whole year, I just kind of did my own thing, moved around, went different places. Never really got involved with the church. But then I have a childhood friend who I grew up with in Denver, Colorado, and his name is Philip Bailey. He is the lead singer for Earth, Wind, and Fire. And we got together. He was at a celebrity basketball tournament, and I went, and we hooked up, and he invited me to his home.
Mm.
And this was 1979. He invited me to his home. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't, you know, I've been saved a long time, but I just wasn't following the Lord or you know, being the dutiful Christian. And when he invited me to his home, and I believe in being real, I was high. I had smoked some marijuana, and I went to his house.
Wow.
And first thing he did was he invited me back in his bedroom. And mm-hmm. I thought that was kind of strange, but I followed. And when we got back there, he began to tell me things in my life that had been happening that I knew nobody on this earth knew but me and
wow.
God.
You talking about your friend?
And began, yes.
Wow.
Yes. And he knew that I had been searching. And the whole thing ended up in me accepting Jesus Christ into my life again. Because for me, back in those days, I was blaming everything that went wrong in my life on the white man. And being high and listening, when I said yes to Jesus, I can relate to the Apostle Paul when he had his conversion and the scales were removed from his eyes. At that point, the scales were removed from my eyes, and I could really see clearly what God was doing, and my belief in Christ became alive again.
Wow.
And so following that, you know, I decided, you know, I was on my way home, and Philip gave me a cassette tape to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And the cassette tape was one of Pastor Billy Ingram's messages. And for the first time in my life, I heard a man speaking about God and Jesus in a manner in which I completely and totally understood it.
Wow.
There wasn't no hooping and hollering. He was just teaching mm-hmm. the word of God, and I completely understood everything that he was saying. And so for me, the Spirit of God said, you got to find who this guy is, and wherever mm-hmm. he is, this is the man that you need to follow so that
wow.
you can learn.
So that was from a cassette tape.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And so what happened was that Philip was having an actors and musicians fellowship at his home, and Pastor Billy was actually teaching the fellowship. So I got exposed to him and began to know him. And at that time, he was at Crenshaw Christian Center. He was the youth pastor there.
Okay.
So I went to Crenshaw and, you know, joined and, you know, had
mm-hmm.
all that. And he ended up, actually, he got fired from Crenshaw.
Yeah,
which he'll tell, you know, yeah, he tells the story.
Oh, wow.
But it was God's providence because
right.
with that happening, became the birth of Maranatha Community
mm-hmm.
Church. So in 1980, the church was founded. Incorporated, and I decided that, you know, God had told me that I needed to be where he was, and I went and became a member of Maranatha Community Church at that point in 1980. And actually, for the first time in my life, it was, I knew that God had spoken to me literally, that Maranatha's where I need to be. I grew up in churches in Denver, Colorado, and one of the things that the Lord had told me was that you need to be with this man so that he would never have to worry about anyone trying to steal his church or take his church.
Really?
You need to follow him and follow his teaching.
Wow.
And that's one of the main reasons I stayed at Maranatha.
My God.
You know, yeah. So throughout the years, we grew. And as any in any church, any organization, as you grow, there are times when things don't go according to plan or how someone wants them to go, but they go, you know. So there were a number of churches. There was a church split and all that. But God being God, and my hearing from God and knowing for a fact I heard from God, I never wanted to go anywhere. I always wanted to stay at Maranatha, and I've been there ever since.
Wow, that's the building.
Yeah. I was one of the first deacons appointed in the church, and then from deacon I went to assistant pastor, and from there I moved to executive pastor, which was a position I held upon Pastor Billy's passing.
Right.
And from there, you know, the rest is history. God has promoted me to senior pastor.
Did you see this coming?
No. Actually, in my upbringing and just coming up, I never, ever wanted to become a pastor.
Wow.
It was always one of those fields that I never wanted to be a part of, never, you know, just couldn't. I saw pastors growing up, and some of them were great examples and some of them weren't, but I just knew that I didn't want to be a pastor, you know, so that I didn't want it. Never sought after it, but it just seems as though you can when God has a plan, there's absolutely nothing you can do to thwart it.
Man.
God is going to accomplish what he sets out to accomplish. There have been members of my family, my auntie in particular, would always tell me, "Stephen, you're going to be a pastor someday." And I would always say, "Auntie," back in those days I called her Auntie.
Right.
You know, and I say, "Auntie, I am never going to be a pastor.
Don't
be saying that about me." You know, but her prophecies were right. They became true. Yeah.
So what did they say? "I told you so"?
Well, that's exactly what she said when I informed them that I was becoming a pastor.
My God.
And they're nothing. You know, my mother were extremely happy for me. But God is an awesome God. You know, senior pastor is something that, you know, I was just really good being executive pastor and having Pastor Billy make all the final decisions. But over the course of the years, I've had 3 heart attacks.
Oh, no way.
Praise God, none of the heart attacks. I have no muscle damage to my heart whatsoever. But it was after my 3rd heart attack, which happened February 25th, 2011.
February?
February 25th, 2011. It was some stents that went bad in my heart, and it caused me to have another heart attack. And I remember in the hospital, the first one there was Pastor Billy. And he began to encourage myself and my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, God, by the grace of God, he brought me through that heart attack. And I was home recuperating. And I was watching our service on live stream, the service the Sunday before he had passed. And he was telling the congregation about me, about the heart attack that I had.
Wow.
And just in listening to him and you know, listening to his message, it just gave me some great joy. Well, little did I know that the next month, March 11th, I'm home recuperating from my heart attack, and I get a call at about 1 o'clock in the morning, and one of the other pastors had informed me that Pastor Billy went on home to glory.
Wow, that must have been shocking news for you.
It was more than a shock. It was more than a shock. I didn't really know what to do, you know, because I had orders from the doctors not to get excited, to stay home and stay in the bed and just recuperate. But I just couldn't stay home. So I got up, and my wife and I, we went to the hospital. And there was my friend.
And you had just using recuperation from a heart attack that the Lord kept you alive, but he felt fit to take Pastor Billy Ingram. How does that make you feel? Do you question God about that?
Well, yes, I did. At that moment, I didn't question God. The questions came later because I realized that at that moment that the flock of Maranatha needed somebody that was stable, that could bring them through and walk through this with them.
Man.
And that individual, you know, had to be, you know, God said it's you.
Ooh.
And, you know, I tried to be as strong as I possibly could during that time for the congregation and the members of the church. So it wasn't a whole lot of questions. It was just a matter of there's some things that have to take place and things that we have to do. Pastor Billy was a great man. He was an awesome man, a great pastor. And he affected the lives of a lot of people. There were tons of phone calls and, you know, interviews that I had to do and, you know, all of that going on then. So I had to be strong. I didn't even get an opportunity to mourn right away.
Right.
You know, because of what, but I thank God that he gave me the strength to stand in the gap. Yeah.
Right.
In and of myself, I couldn't have done it, but I thank God he gave me the strength. So we stood and, later on, the questions came, and sometimes people can be very insensitive. You know, people would ask questions. Well, even when the news was going out, people would say, "Well, you mean Pastor Steve?" And they said, "No, Pastor Billy passed."
Oh my God!
And I would hear these comments, but you know, God is good.
God, and you think they might have said it because they knew that you had just had a heart attack.
Absolutely. I didn't think anybody was maliciously saying that, but that's pretty much the way it was. After all of that went down, I do remember asking God why him and not me.
Mm-hmm.
And God being God, I heard him say, "That's none of your business."
Wow.
I prepared you for a time such as this. So you do what I prepared you to do. And that's what carried
you
me.
You were like a Joshua and a Moses type of thing where he taught you so much. And then God allowed us to take him, and then you became the successor.
Yes, yeah.
To lead his people into the next level of elevation, whatever he has already set for you.
Yes. Yeah. That's
powerful.
That is correct. Yeah.
That's
God.
So I'm quite sure when the responsibility was laid upon you, did you already, had you and Pastor Billy have a plan where the church was going to go from here, or you just had to hear from God?
I had to hear from God. We didn't have a plan, a succession plan. You know, we oftentimes we get to a point where we never think that we're going to die.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And you know, we have organization in place, but you know, nobody knew Pastor Billy was going to go home and be with the Lord.
Right. Oh, yeah. He was a picture of health.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Strong,
so our plan was
looking,
to continue.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Yeah. So once the transition took place, it's a matter of me hearing from God and doing exactly what God called me to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's awesome. Well, listen, Pastor Steve, I'm going to go for a commercial right now because I got some more things. I want to talk to you about legacy. It seems like you've been put in a position that you can talk about what it means to have a legacy. And so what I'm going to do is take a commercial break, and then I'm going to come right back to you, okay?
Okay.
This is a Queen Vander Power Nugget.
Did you know that it is by design that we aspire for greatness? Don't allow fear to delay the inevitable. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, lets us know you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because greater is He that is within you than he that is in the world.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki? As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
Hi, this is your host, Joy Brown, with the Pastors for Punch TV Studio. And we have an awesome pastor on the line today. He is the senior pastor of Maranatha Community Church, located in Inglewood, California. And they call him Pastor Steve. And that, to me, is special because a lot of pastors today, you have to call them strictly some dignitary name, otherwise they feel offended. But I was talking to one of the deacons here. I said, so what do you guys call Pastor Dyson? He said, just Pastor Steve. I said, wow, that's phenomenal. But I have several people that have been around Pastor Steve, and he's just the same all the time, very soft-spoken, always seem to have a smile on his face. So he's kind of like a Joel Osteen. But Pastor Steve, you're here on the line with us today, and we're talking about legacy, and we were talking about the legacy that your founder, Dr. Billy Ingram, left for the church. So what I want to know now is the legacy. What does that mean to you? Explain that to the audience, what this means to you.
Well, to me, it means that dealing with Maranatha, there was a work that God begun in Pastor Billy. There was a vision, there was a dream that he gave him.
Mm-hmm.
And with that vision and dream, he started Maranatha Community Church. Now, our motto as a church is to know Christ and to make him known.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Pastor Billy's motto. And so he left that legacy with us at his passing. And the legacy is that we want to know Christ. You know, if you come into the sanctuary of our church, over the doorways coming in, mm-hmm. coming in, it reads, to know Christ.
Wow.
And as you come into the sanctuary, we want you, our goal is to help you to know Christ. And then as you
right.
leave the sanctuary, over the doorway is
mm-hmm.
the words to make him known. And that's so that
wow.
when you walk out of Maranatha, you're
mm-hmm.
going out to make him known. We
mm-hmm.
live in a world now today where people need to know Jesus. It's not about
right.
entertaining. It's not
mm-hmm.
about making you feel good. It's about
mm-hmm.
introducing you to the man, God,
mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
Right.
And that's the legacy that Pastor Billy left behind. That legacy
gotcha.
is about, is attained through worship,
mm-hmm.
through evangelizing, through
right.
loving, and through learning.
Mm-hmm.
And those four principles are how we plan to keep the legacy alive and to make Christ known and to know him.
Powerful. Mm-hmm. So when you have people that come into Maranatha and they're the first-time visitors, because I've been a first-time visitor before, one of the things I know that was passed on from Pastor Billy Ingram, you guys do a lot of photography there.
Yeah.
You do. I said, wow, you must have taught everybody to use a camera or something. You guys do photograph people when they come in. Is that something that he used to do?
Well, yes. He, at his passing, he was an exceptional photographer.
Uh-huh.
He had an eye for just taking pictures. And he was
wow.
an exceptional photographer. He was actually, it was his hobby. It was his love. It was something
wow.
that he really put a lot of time in. And one thing about Pastor Billy is that when he decided to do something,
mm-hmm.
he wasn't going to do it halfway.
Wow.
You know, it's just like the Word of God. He wasn't going to halfway do the Word of God. He went full force, full bore in.
Okay.
And he was an excellent, exceptional photographer
wow.
at his passing. Yeah,
that's
so
awesome.
What do? We want to document everything that has taken place in Maranatha since
mm-hmm.
its inception. So we had a
yeah.
photography team, and you're correct,
okay.
they do take a lot of pictures.
Right. That's true. Now, I'm going to talk about you, because you are the pastor of Maranatha. And I've met you because Punch TV Studio is actually in your facility and stuff. So that's how I know you, and I've talked to you several times. But when it comes to you and the things that you do, because I talked to somebody that says you have some ritual things that you do with your friends every week. And it's been going on for a long time. Is this you?
Well, I have three friends who are lifelong friends, and I don't mind giving their names. One of them is Elder John Patton. He's an elder at West Angeles Church of God in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is Dr. Julius West. He is the senior pastor of Sunagale Christian Fellowship out in the Inland Empire. And the third one is Philip Bailey, who everyone knows is the lead singer of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Over 40 years ago, the four of us were following one of our mentors. His name was Pastor Frank Wilson. I'm sure there's know who Frank was. He's since gone home to be with the Lord. But he had a men's fellowship, and we met at Denny's Restaurant every Thursday morning at 6 a.m. for years. But out of that fellowship, Philip came one day to the three of us, and he proposed that we meet together once a week at 6 a.m. in the morning on a Saturday, no matter where we are in the world, and with no agenda, but we just meet together to pray.
Wow.
And for the first few years, we've done it, and every Saturday, no matter where we are, we get on the line, and we just pray.
That's
and
awesome.
We've done this for, like I said, well over 40 years, never missing a Saturday in those 40 years. Some of us may, you know, depending on where Philip is in the world or any of us, we may miss the call, but the call still takes place.
Awesome.
And so at the beginning, you know, the call lasted 5-10 minutes. Now it's nothing for us to be on the line 2 hours.
Ooh.
At minimum.
Yeah,
we'll look up and it's 8 o'clock and we're still on the line. And God has shown himself faithful over this time period to always meet us right there on that line. No matter where we are, no matter what's going on, God has been there and he has met us right there on the line every Saturday morning at 6 a.m. And what has that done? When we first started this, we were all young men. I was a young man, you know, under Pastor Willie, and God has grown us up. He's grown us up over the years. These are brothers that I can talk to. These are brothers that I can get naked with. You know, you have mentioned that I'm soft going and everything. There have been times that I've been angry.
Wow.
You know, I've been mad. You know, but because I have these brothers in my life, I can tell them, you know, I can tell them that I'm mad, I'm pissed, you know, and they know how to bring me back.
My God.
They understand, and they have earned the right over the years to even call me out when I'm wrong.
My goodness.
You know, and I believe that's what every believer needs is somebody that's going to hold you accountable for who you say you are.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's what these brothers do. I recommend it to all the men of the church that I've brought these men in. All of them have spoken at Maranatha. They're very in their own right. You know, they all are just very astute in the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And we all learned this. We all learned that from Pastor Billy Ingram.
That's good. Well, I enjoyed talking to the people today. We're winding down to the last few moments. So what I want you to do is just tell the audience where you're located and what time your services are.
Okay. We are located in the city of Englewood at 1123 East Redondo Boulevard. Our major cross streets are West Boulevard and Florence. Service times are 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. Bible study is Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. and Saturday afternoons at noon, at 10 a.m., 10 a.m. to noon. One of the things, if you don't mind, Joy, that we're having coming up on October 29th, we're having a mental health real talk forum. One of the things that I believe, Joy, is that mental health is not spoken of much in the church, and so therefore I'm opening up our doors to be able to speak to mental health issues And this forum that's taking place on the 29th is a special forum that we're having for youth and young adults.
Awesome.
Youth and young adults have just so much on their plates with social media and everything going on. There are some real issues that they have to deal with. And
right.
there are professionals that God has given us. Yes, we trust mm-hmm. Jesus. Yes, God, there's nothing too hard for God to do. But God also gave us mental health professionals that have
right.
studied and can help us through the trials and tribulations and the things that we go through in this life. So we're having that forum on October 29th. It begins at 3 p.m., and we're inviting, if you're a youth age or young adult, even the adults, we're inviting you to come out. We're going to have an open forum where you can ask questions of mental
mm-hmm.
health, Christian believing
mm-hmm.
mental health professionals. These are
right.
believers. So you can ask them questions. It's just going to be, we're going to have resources for you, and it's just going to be an awesome day. And these are some of the things that we do to help believers continue to be all that God created them to be.
Awesome. And this is going to be at Maranatha Community Church, right?
At Maranatha, yes.
And give the address 29. Again?
The address is 1123 East Redondo Boulevard, zip code 90302, Inglewood, California. Major cross
awesome.
Streets are West Boulevard and Florence.
Wonderful. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. It was a pleasure to bring on our pastors for Punch TV Studio talking about legacy. And we had Pastor Steve, that is a senior pastor at Maranatha, that came to us today and inviting us out for a forum for mental health. So I want you to take advantage of it. Also, you are on Facebook. Is that right, Pastor Steve?
Yes, we are. Yes,
okay.
We're on Pastor Facebook.
Steve is on Facebook, yes.
We live stream our services. We're at mcctoday.org. That's our webpage.
Now, repeat that again.
MCC Today, the word today, all one word, .org.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to leave it up to you. Your last words for the day would be what?
My prayer for everyone is that you know Christ and you make him known.
Awesome.
God bless you. Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome. Well, on behalf of our CEO, Joseph Collins of Punch TV Studio, allowing the pastors to come on, it is our endeavor to document church history, even on our TV station, KILM, Channel 64, whatever your area is, you can tune into it. We do appreciate you coming in and listening to us, and you'll be able to hear the same interview on Facebook in about a few minutes. Just click on it, and you can also hear Pastor Dyson talking about the legacy of Maranatha and the legacy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you again for listening, and we appreciate you coming in on our show, the host, Joy Brown, for Pastors for Punch TV Studio, and you have a wonderful day.